Federal, what's up with us? The Kid Money Bag, yo.
I know it's been a couple of days since Father's Day, but I forgot to talk about this because we did something this past Sunday that we hadn't done in a long time with my stepdad and my husband, DJ Automatic. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So I was trying to think all last week, what am I going to buy my stepdad? Because I don't know my father.
That was a big focus last week.
I was like, what am I going to get him? I have no idea. I've never bought a Father's Day gift. So then I ended up asking him, you know, do you want to go eat? And he said, no, I want you to cook for me. Oh. I said, okay. They got here Saturday. I said, all right, that's what I'll do. So I got up Sunday, picked DJ Automatic up from the airport because he was out of town working, made a huge breakfast. I'm talking a spread. Fluffy eggs, bacon, breakfast potatoes, nice. Blueberry and regular pancakes. And then we sat down at the table and we talked.
Oh, fun.
Oh, it was so amazing.
We even had a phone out.
Yeah, that's what it
sounds like. No phone out, no arguments, nothing. We just sat there and laughed and talked for probably about an hour and 15 minutes. I think it was better than if we had gone out, because if we'd gone out, we'd have to get ready.
A lot cheaper.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It was a lot cheaper.
And also, do you think maybe your stepfather was like, you know what? I don't want to sit at the lunch table while you take forever to eat. So he was like, you know what? We're going to stay home.
And he does know Dana really well.
Because like an hour and 15 long, dining experience with Dana Cortez, that's kind of on the short side.
So. It really, no, you're right. I was so tired, I didn't even eat that much.
Oh. And I'll say this, her mom doesn't eat that slow. So this isn't an inherited thing.
No, my mom does not. My mom literally has an appointment today with MD Anderson. She's recovered from cancer. She's cancer free. I know today we're going to get more good news. I can feel it. But yeah, even in her state, she doesn't eat as slow as me. I don't know. I do know what it is. I was an only child. Mm-hmm. So I never had to rush through my food. I got to enjoy it because I didn't have to fight anybody else for food. Or at least that's what Automatic tells me, and you, Anthony, because you guys had siblings.
Or there's this other thing called Dana time. And it's this make-believe world where everyone runs on her time.
It is not. I like to savor my food. Why would you not sit down and really enjoy the meal and taste everything, right?
I agree with you. And I kind of feel bad because I even brought that up. I feel like I stole the thunder of the Father's Day.
I don't even remember
breakfast.
We talked about it now. I'm like, what are we talking about for Father's Day? Who knows?
Shout out to the Father's Day.
I have no idea.
Shout out to the Father's Day breakfast. And I'm really glad that after all the, because you put a lot of thought into it, Dana. You did.
I did.
There was a lot of pondering about what to do.
And he likes my cooking.
Yeah, and the whole time it was within you. Like, you had it. You had the power the whole time.
He really likes my cooking, so I think that's the best thing. And Automatic, I think you like my cooking, too.
It was all right.
Oh.
It wasn't like, it was eggs and bacon and potatoes.
It was for her father. It wasn't for me.
He wanted that. Well, he was like, that's what I want.
How was Automatic? How was your father's day?
I slept. I DJ'd the night before, and I thought I was going to leave later than I did, and I decided to get a 5 a.m. flight, so I just stayed up all night. And so when I got back to the apartment, I pretty much just went to bed. Dude.
All right.
Yeah. After he talked with us and gorged himself with that breakfast he didn't like so much, he passed out.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
If you don't believe in miracles, we've got one for you right here, because I don't understand how this man survived. Air India is bound for London, and the gentleman's name is Vishwash Kumar Ramesh. He's on his way back home. This is where he and his brother are from. When the airplane just crashed, somehow this man managed to walk away. Here he is talking DD News about his experience.
Emergency door is broken. My seat is broken. Then I see the pace a little bit. Yeah. Then I will try to come out. A little bit of fire, I'm out. Then blast. I just walk out, innit?
Now, when I saw the video of this, it's incredible to me that the man was able to walk away. And people are talking to him, mind you. Because how in the world, right? People are talking to him, trying to touch him.
Well, they saw the plane crash and everyone ran to it. And he was the lone survivor walking away from it. And everyone's like, how are you walking away from this?
Have you been touched by God? Seriously, like they want to touch him and get a piece of that miracle, right?
It looked like a scene from Final Destination. It was
or Manifest.
Yeah.
The new TV show that's on Netflix, or I can't remember what network.
It's not new, but it came out of like 2018.
Whatever.
It was crazy.
It really is. And so he was telling people don't touch me because he was looking for his brother who was on the flight. He did not survive.
Oh.
This gentleman is the only person that survived. And DDTV asked him, how do you explain you being here?
I can't explain. It's miracle, everything.
It is. How else do you explain this? The man walked away.
Did he talk about what happened in the air? And what
yes, he
it?
Said pretty quickly after takeoff automatic, he said he felt the plane almost stop. Like, stop in the air.
Ooh.
With not long after they took off, and then he heard the engines rev up really hard, and then the plane just fell quickly. And he crashed into a building. So that's what I'm saying. And then the DD news reporter asked, well, how did you walk into the building? He's like, no, I got out and walked onto the ground and just started looking for my brother.
So, yeah, he said he saw a little bit of fire, but once he walked out the emergency exit, which he was sitting right next to, he was
right.
Seat 11A, he said that he walked out, and then right after that, the plane blew up.
Yes. So the fact that he was able to just be cognizant of his surroundings after an impact like that, because I don't know that I would be. I'd be so afraid.
Well, I don't think anybody knows how to, you don't know what your body would do in that situation.
Maybe.
When he's walking through the street, he does definitely look in a daze.
He does, Anthony. So we'll put the video up.
It's a miracle.
I got chills when I saw it, and then him talking about it as well. I'm just glad that he survived, because he said that his family is extremely happy, because if not, it would have been two brothers that would have been lost, you know. The airline did update us and say they have recovered the DVR recording, the black box, and the onboard cameras as well.
Good. Maybe they can figure out what happened with this plane for the other families.
No, they need some type of resolution for sure. All right. And we'll keep you updated as the story develops.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I had my Amazon account taken from me. I got a problem, Jeff Bezos. I am calling you today, sir.
Well, you
got
to say his name right first.
What? No, I'm not saying his name right, because he took my Amazon account. I did not realize how many hours I must spend on Amazon aimlessly scrolling, adding contents to my cart that I'm never going to buy.
Wait, you sold?
Hold on.
What do you mean?
What?
He took your card. You reached the end of the warehouse?
No, no. So,
like, what happened?
No.
Like,
I didn't reach the, you know, there's no end of the buying at Amazon. You can buy forever. We had my account compromised. There was a fraud situation, and the credit card company hit up DJ Automatic because it's a business card and it's in his name. They're like, did you buy this? And he asked me, because he doesn't know, did you buy this? And I said, no. So they had to close my account down, right? And then because of that, I guess a credit card company was telling Amazon, and Amazon closed me down.
Oh, so they're kind of looking out for you. Yeah.
They were looking out for me, but not really, because I'm like, hey, I said everything's good. And then I got this message, and it said, you will have to wait 24 hours. 24 hours? Oh, my gosh.
I just don't look at Amazon, so I don't see the...
How do you not look at Amazon, DJ Automatic?
The only time I'll ever go on Amazon is to buy a song because they sell MP3s. And I
know that
I want
because
the actual song.
It comes to me. I'm like, why is he buying Salt and Pepper? This song right now. Push it. Why are we spending $1.89 on this song? I spend endless amounts of hours on this app. I thought it was Instagram. I thought it was TikTok. It's not. It's Amazon.
Yeah.
For no apparent reason. In fact, I don't even post.
But you also like QVC and QSC too. Or what
What's
is it called?
QSC?
No, that's a speaker brand. What is the other one called?
QVC is the other one.
QVC
and HSN.
HSN, that's what it's called.
Oh, no, I just keep those on in the background because I like to listen to them. But I'm literally looking at Amazon all day long. I'll
I think
go to
you have
the bathroom.
A shopping problem.
I don't know if I have a shopping problem or just a problem with just dreaming. Window shopping.
Yeah,
window shopping.
I mean, I don't think it's a bad thing because, like, you're not, I look at that as, like, you're not wasting time on social media.
There you go.
Other people's stuff. You're
Except
like,
that, Anthony, I'm supposed to be posting on social media. I don't remember the last time I posted anything.
Ooh.
Because I'm too busy on Amazon.
Well, now it has a problem if we're cutting into productivity for your window shopping.
It's got to be worse than Instagram or being on TikTok because you're getting your endorphins by spending money. Like, searching for likes
is one
thing.
Check out.
But
then what are you getting out of it? What's the payoff?
It's the pure joy sometimes when you fall down the Amazon rabbit hole.
Yes.
You've never been there, dude? Where you start
I don't
off?
Have an Amazon cart.
Oh, gross.
Well, you're awful.
Even, dude, how can you relate to Dana and her problems?
I can't.
If you don't even have a cart yourself, bro.
Right now in my cart.
I put my stuff in her cart.
I have five combs that are
what?
In my cart.
Combs
for my hair.
Combs. All right.
And I'm trying to decide, do I need all five or do I just need two? But they're only $5, and I need this big comb to comb the conditioner through my hair in the bathtub.
That's right. You know what?
When I'm taking a shower.
Jeff, let's get back on the phone. Let's cut that account off.
For real? Why would you have five different combs in there?
One to tease, one to comb through, and one for your ratty head over there.
Oh, girl math. girl math. Is that what
how
that
do
is?
I take a stray bullet on this one?
Because you're trying to cut off the addiction, dude.
Exactly.
All right, automatic. You know, I don't think there's any harm if you're just scrolling and you're just doing it to pass time. I think that's perfectly
and
fine.
And if I need something, I can get it there. I'm a Prime member.
I just don't get window shopping on the internet. It doesn't make any sense to
me. It does to me.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Should somebody step in and talk to Justin Bieber at this point? I'll break down exactly why I'm feeling this way after we get celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
We have Venus Williams celebrating her birthday and Sir Kendrick Lamar turning 38 years old today.
And you gotta live with the bad blood now.
And that's why him and Drake, you know what? They're not really fighting anymore. They're just having a very deep conversation at this point
they're
in their lives.
They're closer to colonoscopies than they really realize, so better humble each other.
Yeah, exactly. I tell Justin Bieber has been noticeably irritable, angry, distant lately. Online, in real life, he broke down on stage with SZA, right? We've seen him have some moments with his wife, Hailey Bieber. And now he says, people keep telling me to heal. Don't you think if I could have fixed myself, I would have already? I know I'm broken. I know I have anger issues. Now he goes on. This is a very long statement, by the way. So I'm just giving you the brief synopsis. Jesus is the only person who keeps me wanting to make my life about others. And honestly, I'm exhausted with thinking about myself lately, aren't you? Now, he posted a lot of other things, including being angry with somebody he cut off while tagging some woman I don't know. I feel like something's really wrong, and I wish his parents would step in. I know he has a tough relationship with them, right? I know that. But somebody needs to step in because he's not okay. And when you're writing this, whether you're saying, I don't want any help, you're asking for help. Subconsciously, you are crying out for help at this point.
And maybe also, too, it's tough for him to step away because he keeps lashing out at like photographers and paparazzi.
Yeah.
Poor dude can't go anywhere to get like some solitude. And so maybe he should step away.
Maybe that's what he should do is go somewhere where they can't find him. And I know that's hard for Justin Bieber because he's one of the most famous people on the planet. Maybe he should have stepped away for a while.
Do you remember Automatic? It was a couple of years ago. You and I were talking about it. Ariana Grande. We had some conversations with Ariana Grande, but somebody asked her about Justin Bieber and they thought it was going to be this happy answer. And she said, that is the loneliest man I know. Ariana Grande said, I have never met anyone as lonely as Justin Bieber because he can't leave his house. He can't go to the store. She's like, I can go. I can, you know, take my makeup off, take my hair out, put a little hoodie on. I'm good, incognito. But for him, he has no privacy whatsoever. And right now, I feel like her statement resonates more than it ever has before.
I wonder if it's just something also that's going on between him and his wife.
It could be. I mean, he's lashed out at her. We've seen it, you know, recently in video. And that could just be because she's the closest person to him. Sometimes the closest person to you, unfortunately, takes the fall for whatever is going on.
I also feel like we're watching. Like, he is the original YouTube sensation.
He's the Truman Show.
Yeah, so you're kind of watching, like, I mean, he has 290 million followers on Instagram. That's literally feeling like the weight of the world on your shoulders.
It is.
Everybody watching it.
This is a simple message, and in my opinion, if I'm his mom,
it's a cry for help.
He needs some help. Mom, go stay with him and help him out. I'll send her a message today. Seriously, I'm going to send her a DM. Who knows? From one mom to another.
Yeah, I think would be the proper step.
Out of love. Not
doing more than just sitting here talking about it.
Yeah, there you go. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A teacher by the name of Mrs. Amy Medina Jorge went to space.
Oh.
And no, I didn't hear about it. I didn't see anything about it. She didn't do any press. It had Automatic not read the article. I wouldn't even know that she went there.
It was on KHOU 11.
She's a teacher at the Odyssey Academy in Galveston. She teaches STEM, and she did this to encourage others to get involved in STEM in general.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, it is. I'm so scared to go to space. Like, obviously, I've never been asked to go to space.
We're not that far away from it. It's kind of like, as you see, more and more people are going.
Yeah, but every time those X ones go up there, they just don't make it back. You know, the only ones that really make it back are the Blue Origin, which is, who's Blue Origin?
Jeff Bezos.
Oh, he's had quite a few successful space encounters.
I think after Gail King went up there, I think that shows that it's safe for, you know, a lot of people, no matter what. Everyone can go up there now.
Everyone, not regular old everyone.
But she went up there. This lady's went up there in a teacher's salary.
So she didn't go in a teacher's salary. She was invited to do this.
Because a STEM teacher.
Yeah, because she's a STEM teacher. So there are certain people, you're right, Anthony, that get invited to go to encourage others, I think, and to also showcase.
If they want to take a radio personality up there, I'll go with them.
No, you're not, Automatic.
You want to let me go?
I'm so scared. We actually met someone. I had producer Chewy find her name. She was so inspirational. I'm horrible at names, though. I hosted an event for the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, and there was a speaker. I introduced her. Her name was Jamila Gilbert. I didn't really know much about her, but she went to space. She's a scientist as well. But her father, she told the story of her father, he's indigenous from Mexico. And when I say indigenous, we're all, you know, you come from Mexico, you are indigenous. He didn't speak Spanish. He spoke his original language.
Oh.
So he had to learn
Spanish
and English. And then he taught his kids the indigenous language, English and Spanish, and she excelled in STEM because she said, no matter what, math, wherever you go,
universal.
It's the same language. Exactly. She's like, it's universal. And so she excelled at that. And her life was just so inspirational to me. And I push parents all the time. I say, teach your kids math and science. I'm horrible with it. When Ava would come home with math projects, oh my gosh.
We hired a tutor.
We did have to hire a tutor. In fact, it was like somebody in her class that was like 3 years older, extremely good at math and science. Anytime she would ask me to help her with her homework, it was just embarrassing.
Oh, no.
By the time she got to seventh or sixth grade.
If I have to pass a math test to go to space,
no.
Probably not gonna happen.
I know, I'm over here. Get into the STEM program. Yet my daughter struggles because I had absolutely no way of helping her whatsoever. Shout out to this beautiful teacher, Amy Medina. And I'm not sure her last name is Jorge or George. It's J-O-R-G-E. But I do know for sure that she inspires kids. I'm sure she inspires her children as well.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Pokemon is making food news. We're going to eat Pikachu? No, I'm not sure exactly, but Automatic will give us all the details. How does hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show? I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Spicy Nugget.
This is huge news, and I want to go see this movie, Automatic. How to Train Your Dragon made $83 million its first weekend.
Dang.
Because remember the first movie?
It was good.
But they didn't expect it to do as well. Kind of like Lilo and Stitch, which is the number two movie, by the way. Since these movies overperformed, and now they've got these live adaptations, they're overperforming as well. Mm. I'm down for Disney. I want to go see them. I think it'd be a good date night.
Hint to me.
Hint. No, I'm not even hinting. I'm telling you. Take me. And Automatic, you said something, and I agree. The dragon looks just like our cat, Lord Oliver Cromwell of the Rolando clan. His face.
There's something about the eyes that are very similar.
Because our cat looks like a human. Do you know what I mean? He has a human face.
No, I don't know what you mean. What? Does a cat look like a human? No,
well,
I don't
so
know.
So Dana has this theory that one of our dogs has a human face and that our cat now has a human face.
You've never seen animals that for some reason have a human face? They look like people. Not all animals.
I'm going to support you, friend. So, yes, I have.
Okay.
Yes, I have, dude. That's not crazy at all. That's
I'm not crazy. No, there's got to be someone out there who has a human-faced animal.
Sometimes the dog I used to own, Metro, sometimes he would look at me and I could tell, like, oh, he's confused. I
mean, Metro did kind of have a people face.
You know what? If pets had eyebrows, it would be a whole different story. We could really learn a lot about
our cat has eyebrows. I'm not even kidding you. Like, these real little marks. Posting his picture now at Dana Cortez on Instagram. DJ Automatic Food News.
Hershey's Kisses and Pokemon are teaming up to bring us 151 unique foil designs. So they're going to have Hershey's Kisses that are going to have Pokemon on the bottom of them.
So you can't even eat them.
Well, I don't know if they'll become collectors like the cards are, but I'm sure there'll be some people that want all of them.
I'm here for the whole Pokemon, not revolution. What is it called? What's the word I'm looking for?
Resurgence?
Resurgence. There you go.
Yeah, people are really interested in it.
I almost said resurrection, but I don't think that's what I'm going to say. No,
that's Easter.
We're watching a lot of Gen Z step into adulthood with all their favorite things being re-released with the Dragon movie and then now Pokemon.
So, yeah, and they're going to have like a special collector's case that you can get at Hersheyland.com.
Mm. Nobody cares about that. Automatic. Oh,
trust me, the Pokemon people care.
What do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
All right, let's start by shouting out all the garbage men and women. It's Garbage Men and Women Day, y'all.
I don't know who it was, but Automatic and I were walking our dogs. We have those huskies, two huskies. Our girl, Didi, like clockwork. When we walk at least three blocks in, she does the deed. So Otto's carrying his bag. Trash man pulled up, said, sir, do you want to toss that?
Nicest thing ever.
Oh, man.
Is that not amazing?
Yes,
I did a hook shot right into the back of the dumpster.
Thank you, sir.
Hell yeah. And we'll go right along next to National Eat Your Vegetables.
This is good, and you should. And when you roast them with olive oil and garlic on them, they're so much better.
Were you a kid that didn't like vegetables?
No, I did. My mom used to always make amazing stuffed bell peppers.
Mmm.
Love me a stuffed bell pepper.
Good, my mouth just watered. I didn't know you had a choice. When I was little, my grandma would just make food and you just better eat it. I liked it all, you know?
And wrap it up on National Mascot Day. Now, this is going to be a big one across social media, but I want to highlight the non-sports mascots, all right? So I'm talking about the Michelin Man. Shout out to him. He was my favorite one. Also talking about Ronald McDonald. Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Is he the greatest non-sports one or is it Mickey Mouse?
I don't think Mickey Mouse is a mascot. Mouse is a mascot to Disney. He is a...
You're right.
He's a character.
He's a character. That's different. He's not really representing anything. He's the face of Disney.
Yeah, you're right, Dan. I mean, I just insulted him.
Burger King would have a big dispute with Ronald McDonald being
the number
one.
New Burger King King is creepy. He's so weird. You know what I mean? Yeah. New head. Bring back the old one, okay?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.